Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit.
What's good, Fatherhood? It's your boy, James Lopez, representing for all the dope dads out there, especially those from the Fatherhood is Lit community. Creativity will set you and your kids free. That's my motto, and I'm sticking to it. But how do you encourage your kids to get creative without being that washed-up dad? Today, I'm honored to have the head of creativity at Cinematic Music Group, Brandon Busy Rivera, come through and drop gems on the topic. What's good, Busy?
What up? Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here, bro. Thank you for being here. Just like your name, bro. You a busy dude. You're always running around. I'm honored to have you here, man. I know you you're taking time out from your busy schedule, you know, bouncing all over the country. So thank you, bro. Thank you for doing this, for real.
Nah, thanks for having me. I know we crossed paths a few times over the years, so I'm just happy to finally connect.
Yeah, I mean, let's get into it, man. Before we even get into the real conversation, just now, you had your daughter come up to you and try to get some of your time, some of your attention, and you were very creative with it, bro. You told her you were going to take her somewhere, and you wasn't going to be able to tell her until you finished your conversation. How creative is that, bro?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I didn't even realize that until you called it out. It's kind of just like an innate skill at this point. I'm not even, like, consciously doing that. But, yeah, I crept off into the backyard to have this phone call. I thought that she was, like, doing her thing. She was doing her arts and crafts. And then, you know, funny thing about kids, they don't want your attention until they realize they don't have it.
Facts.
So, you know, when I was like in the shower and just minding my own business, but she could see me and she was doing her own thing, it was all good. And then once I was kind of like out of sight, she's like, hold on, where's dad? Actually, I need to go talk to him. And then she came with all the toys and, you know, try to get my attention. But I had to tell her, like, we're going to go out today, which we are. I'm not finessing her. We really are going out. But I was like, I can't tell you where until after this phone call. So,
yeah, she was hilarious.
Here we are.
She was hilarious too, because you told her, you know, we're gonna wait till after the phone call, and I heard her tell you, "Yo, why you can't tell me?" It was like she was pressing you, bro.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's how she is, man. She's really she's an outspoken little kid, man. She'll say it like it is and ask a million questions, and it's dope quality. I encourage that from her.
How do you think she got that, bro? Like, how do you think she got that? Like, I know this is one of those questions that you don't really think about, you know what I mean? But how does that happen? Like, was that between you and wifey? Like, that's just the way that y'all behave?
You mean Carly, you about to get me in trouble. She's like, Leslie.
No, I said wifey. I said wifey. I said wifey. I said wifey. I said wifey, wifey, man. You crazy. I don't want to get killed by Carly either, bro. Are you nuts?
I was like, Leslie.
Who the hell is Leslie?
No, so I think, you know, me and her mom are both just naturally inquisitive people. But I think, you know, just when we were raising her, we did kind of decide, you know, to talk to her like an adult. We didn't really do any, like, kid talk. And she's just been surrounded by adults her whole life. So I think that's just natural evolution of, like, how her mind works. Because she's witnessing how adults converse. And then she's being spoken to like an adult. Mm-hmm. And she's always had free reign to kind of ask whatever questions she's had. Mm-hmm. And we've never, even when it doesn't necessarily serve us, we still always encourage it and never try to, like, make her feel bad about asking something or saying. She says some crazy shit. She says some wild. And me and her mom are like, yo, what's up with this kid? The other day, she's like, Dad, you know, sometimes I wonder, how do my eyes even work? How can I even see through my eyes? And I'm like, yo, that's like a philosophical thought about, like, human anatomy. And, you know, I thought about that too, like, you're four. Yeah, like, why are you even thinking about this? So, yeah, I guess it's just a mix of both. It's we encourage it, and I think it's probably just in her DNA just to be like that.
Yeah, so you know, you said yeah, speak to her almost like adult style, right? Where you still know that she's a baby, right, or a child. So you probably don't speak to adults, you know, adult style to her. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like how real can you get with them? Like, how real do you guys keep it with her?
Yeah, so like we don't dive into like adult themes or adult conversations with her, but we definitely, you know, just the language that we use, and we don't try to dumb it down for her. It's like, we're going to talk how we always talk, and you need to, you know, catch up and pay attention and understand. As far as like how real we keep it, I mean, we told a line. We definitely don't want to, just on a physical level, you know, she doesn't even have the front part of her brain yet, just because, you know, developmentally. So there's going to be some things that she can't even really comprehend or understand. Mm-hmm. But when it comes down to like, even things like body parts, you know what I'm saying? Like, she knows the actual real names of all her body parts, and she calls them that. She don't say like any cutesy words for, you know, her privates or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? And that's, you know, her mom wanted to just keep it real with her as much as possible. I mean, yeah, both of us did, but that was really like, Carly was like, nah, like, why would we do that? Like, we trying to tell her like what the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Was that kind of like refreshing for you as a dad, or do you think that added like more pressure?
What, like speaking to her like an adult, you mean?
Like having Carly being able to say, I want my daughter to like, I want to keep it real with my daughter, and you should too. Because I think like sometimes in this world, we look at it and we say the moms give them the cute stuff, the dads give them like the harsher things, right? And in this sense, I know you give her the harsher things too, but you also have a wife that condones it and like kind of like pushes for it, you know what I mean? So did that take away some of that stress level from you, where it was like, damn, I gotta watch what I gotta say? Well, now I don't, because wifey's cool with it.
Yeah, I guess it was kind of just a relief to know that life can continue on as it always has been. You know what I'm saying? I feel almost guilty about this, right? Because I know a lot of people say, like, man, fatherhood changed me. Like, fatherhood gave me purpose. And I always have said, like, I don't necessarily share those sentiments. Like, what do you mean it gave you purpose? Like, you were going to be a bum if you didn't have a kid?
Yeah,
like, for me, it's like, I've always been like, yo, I'm going to get it regardless. And now when I had a kid, I was like, okay, cool. Like, I'm going to bring you with me, and we're going to still, you know, make it to the promised land together. I didn't really have to change my lifestyle. And obviously it's really great to have a partner who's supportive in that way, but I didn't have to change my lifestyle. I didn't have to change how I talk or how I act or whatever. It was kind of just like, the show must go on, like I always say. And Carly was on that same type of time too. So it was like, it was refreshing, because I know some people, especially even some of my friends, they have kids and their whole world is turned upside down. You know what I'm saying? They don't even want to curse anymore, because they're like, oh, I can't curse. You know, I got a kid, I got to watch what I say, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And that wasn't the case for us, you know, but everybody has their own path. So I don't knock it, but I'm happy that this is my reality.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to front. Like, when I had my first son, you know, I was born and raised in the Bronx, the hood. And I got married and moved to Staten Island, you know, the total opposite, right? And when I had my first son, it was like, I try to front. Like, I try to cut back on the cursing, try to cut back on the music. Dogs, I even try to make them listen to Kids Bop. You know what I mean? And after like a year or two, I was like, yo, I can't do this shit no more. Like, I just can't. Like, I can't do this. Like, I understand that they change your life somewhat, but it shouldn't change you fully. So I'm 100% agreeing with you, where it's like, nah, man, like, I can still do me. Do you modify
even
a little
music
bit? Cool.
That we listen to,
you know?
Yeah. Like, I might listen to a clean version of a record over the dirty if there's like, you know, something crazy in the hook that I know is repeated enough. It's only a matter of time before she asks me, what does that mean? And I might not be prepared to have that conversation. So I might put the clean version on. But for the most part, when it comes down to like, you know, music or, like I said, like how we talk, we keep it real. Like, and she knows, like, she knows what she can say and can do and what to not say and do, regardless of what she might be around, or what she might see her parents, you know, say or do.
Yeah. Nah, same thing, man. Same thing over here, especially here in Shaolin, where it was like, damn, I gotta put my kids on to Wu-Tang, because they don't know about that. but the clean versions just ain't the same, bro. It's just not the same.
I know.
So now we gotta deal with it. You know, talking about hip hop, and you know, you leading creativity at Cinematic. You know, I posted a picture of you a while back, and it was you with your daughter, and you were painting your daughter's nails, and she was laying back like, yo, she was in heaven, right?
Mm-hmm.
In hip-hop, a lot of dudes, and now I'm seeing a difference. Like, I'm seeing now in 2020 or even 2019, dads are being more loving towards their kids. Back in the days, you didn't really see that. Like, did you have any friends come? Did you have any friends or family members ever, like, question you and say, yo, you painting your daughter's nails?
Question me? No. Maybe might they have thought something to themselves? Sure. But I don't think, like, everybody knows I don't play with heart. And they wouldn't ask me, like, yo, you're bugging. Like, they know better than to say anything to me about it. But they might have thought something. But for me, it's kind of like, it's kind of normalized behavior. Like, especially, I'm gonna keep it a buck. In my relationship, when me and Carly first got together, Carly was making way more money than me, way more successful than me at the time. I was like managing, like an indie label, managing local talent. So we never really subscribed to some of those traditional gender roles. Also, Carly cannot cook for shit. You know what I'm saying?
She gonna get you, bro. She gonna get you too.
She knows. She can bake. See, that woman can make some cookies and some cakes and some pies, but she cannot cook. And I've always been able to cook really well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we never really subscribed to those like gender roles. Like, I was cooking, she was making more money than me. Like, if Harper had to go to the doctor, I was gonna be the one who's like, all right, cool, I'm gonna take her because like I have that mobility that she didn't have. So in the crib, there really isn't that like I'm you know, me Tarzan, you Jane or whatever. We always just kind of get it done. I grew up with a little brother that I took care of. So I grew up cutting his fingernails, cutting his toenails. I'm 7 years older than him. And so that is just a skill that I have that Carly didn't grow up around little kids. She ain't grow up, you know, with any younger siblings. So when it came down to like, yo, Harp needs her nails cut, I was like, okay, cool. Like, I know how to do this. And I guess as she got older, the natural progression of that was, I'm the glam squad. Like, you want your toenails painted?
You're
like,
taking care of her.
Do it.
You're taking care of her. That's it. That's parenting.
Exactly. So I don't really look at it as like what the guy's supposed to do versus what the girl's supposed to do. And luckily, in me and Carly's relationship, that's never been the case. We just, like you said, we just take care of her. It's kind of all hands off deck, whatever she needs. If this is within my wheelhouse or in line with my skill set, I'm going to do it. And it just so happens that, you know, Mandy's and Petty's is my responsibility.
Well, I think it's, you know, I think it's corny for other dads or even men to look at a situation like that and be like, yo, that's soft. Because to me, the soft person is the person that doesn't take advantage of situations like that. Where it's like, yo, this is your child and you want to have fun with them. You get creative and you do the things that matter. Like, there's nothing soft about
exactly.
that. You know what I mean?
What's soft is not being there. Like, handling your business is hard. That's the hard part. You know what I'm saying? Like, having a job and a girl and a kid and making sure everybody's straight and taking care of, that's the opposite of soft. That's the challenge.
Yeah, no, I love that, man, because when I quit my job years ago and when I first started my previous company, I was home with my kids a lot. And I used to get offended when people would tell me, yo, you a stay-at-home dad. I used to really get offended. Like, I wanted to fight people. And then after like two or three years, I was like, nah, dog. It's like, I'm working from home and I'm provided the luxury of taking care of my kids. Like, that's actually a good thing.
Yeah.
But we let that hip hop society call it and say that, yo, you're not doing what you're supposed to do. And it's like, yo, what is it I'm supposed to really do besides raise my kid?
You know who I credit that to? Or not the original stigma, but the shift. I really have to say, I think Jay-Z is a big part of that.
Yeah? Why? Why so?
Like, Jay was the first person that I, like, at least in my generation that I can recall, that made it like, yo, this is my girl. Mm-hmm. And this is cool. Like, he made having a girlfriend cool. And being like, yo, I don't care about these other girls. Like, this is my girlfriend, and I'm going to show her off that, you know, I'm going to put her in songs, right? I got the hottest chick in the game wearing my chain.
Yeah.
And then he was like, yo, and this is my family. Like, this is my nuclear family. Which, before that, all we heard about was broken homes, and I grew up without a dad, and, you know, I'm in the street because I got to go out and get it. And that whole kind of just changed that narrative of, like, okay, cool, that might have been what you went through. I also went through that. But this is what we're on now. Like, I got my girl, I got my family, I'm taking care of my household. And I know for me, that shit probably happened, I don't know maybe like 2001, right? Public service announcement was on Blueprint, that came out 2001. Mm-hmm. So that shift happened from then. So it's been, you know, almost 20 years. And I think that now we're seeing that, especially a lot more in hip hop, like, you know, fatherhood being cool. Even you look at Offset, right? He's on his album cover with all his kids. Like,
yeah.
I think that's where that shift happened. And I don't know if Jay gets enough credit for that, but I, from my perspective, I really think that he's largely responsible for that.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good way to put it too. Because I think for hip hop, I think people have always there's always been somebody to glorify parenthood, but like you said, nobody actually put it in a song and made it sound cool or did the visual.
And at the height of their career, right? Yeah. It wasn't like, oh, I'm changing into adult contemporary and now I'm a family man. He was the hottest artist in the game, and he was like, yo, this is my girlfriend.
And
this is my wife, and this is my kid. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean.
That's crazy.
I guess Jay-Z is the reason I'm a good dad.
Nah, you're a good dad because you wanted to be, bro.
That's all
from you. You know what I mean? You might have some people out there that you see doing it, but that's all you, man. That's coming in from like you just told us the story, bro, of cutting nails. Like that's already ingrained. You know what I mean? That loving factor is already ingrained. So now you work with a lot of artists, right? And I'm sure when you try to get them to get creative, sometimes it gets a little crazy. How does that compare to getting Harp to be creative?
I mean, I don't want to be that parent, but she's just a very creative kid, man. Like, I can't really take credit for that. Like, mm-hmm. Yes, sometimes she wants to get on the iPad a little bit too much, and me and her mom definitely limit that to Sundays only, like, for iPad. Mm-hmm. But she, you know, she paints. She freestyles songs like on her guitar. It's really not a heavy lift from us to encourage that creativity. I'm not even in the front. Mm-hmm. The most, like I said, that we can do is just kind of limit technology to a degree and just kind of put more tactile things in front of her, like, you know, painting or easel or, you know, a camera so she can take photos, as opposed to just, you know, swiping, on an iPad. I would say that's probably like the biggest contribution. Is from jump. We kind of never really use that as a crutch because really that's what it's really for us, right? Like the iPad and all that. That's really so parents can go do their thing,
yeah,
and know that the kids are being stimulated or you know, just out the way. Mm-hmm. So it's been a challenge, but I would say it's definitely been worth it because some of the stuff that she does or makes, I feel like I don't want to be that parent. Every parent thinks their fucking kid is like a Picasso.
She's getting busy. It's priceless work, bro. You ain't throwing away none of her stuff.
No, nah, man. She did some shit the other day. It was like mixed medium. Like she painted something and then 2 days later, she wrote her name down on like another piece of paper and then cut it out and glued it to the original one. I was like, yeah, you doing mixed media right now? Like, do you even know what you're doing?
She probably seen y'all do something like that though, right? Like she probably
It's possible. Like she's definitely been immersed in the arts and music, you know, her whole life because her mom was still going to work while she was pregnant every day. So this is definitely like ingrained in her creativity. I can't even take too much credit for it.
Yeah. So do you think you're the type of dad that hopes that she stays in the realm of your business or your hustle, like, you know, staying in the music world? Like, or do you guys ever think about that, or you think she's too young for that? Like how do you take that?
I think about it because other people will say they're like, yo, man, she's gonna be an artist, or she's gonna be a singer, she's gonna be. I'm really indifferent. Mm-hmm. If she does decide to do that, I feel, you know, confident that she will be equipped with the tools to navigate this industry between, you know, me and her mom and the other, you know, resources, friends or uncles, to navigate it well. But I'm not really pressed if she doesn't want to go into it. I always say, like, you know, you just got to do what makes you happy. You know, my little brother, he said he wanted to be a dean, mm-hmm, of a college. I was like, yo, that's dope. Like, if that is what's going to make you happy, that's what's going to make you get up in the morning every day and go to work, go be a dean. But I will say that she definitely is creatively inclined at this stage in the game, but you know, it might not hold her interest.
that's dope. So you know, like, kids love to use their imagination, right? Can you tell us a time when she used that creativity, when the imagination really took over, and you just sat back and looked at her like damn, I want to guide you, but I'm just gonna play along. Like you just told us with the multimedia, like using the various different types of media to put up her name. Has there ever been another time when you're like, damn, like I'm not even gonna challenge you. I'm just gonna do this with you.
It's rough, man, because her fits, her outfits, that's another one of her creative outlets. Where she's like, I want to wear this. And I'm like, fam. Like me, I wear all black every day. I literally wear the same. Like, I don't wear colors,
simple,
really.
You're a simple New Yorker, bro.
That's us. Yeah, exactly. That's us. Exactly. So she'll come, you know, and Carly wears a lot of my clothes. Like, she'll be like, oh, I'm wearing the shirt. So a lot of times, her and I will be, like, you know, in sync. Because she might be wearing my black t-shirt and whatever. And then Hart pulls up, like, I want to wear this. And it's a mermaid bathing suit top with the, you know, pink ballerina tutu and some heels that my grandmother bought her. I'm like, yo, why are you even buying her heels? Okay, se ve bonita con
ese taco. I'm like, yo, you can't stop the abuelas, man.
I'm like, yo, I'm like, what are y'all doing to me, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going out to eat. I can't have, but I just be like, all right, man, this is what you want to wear? Like, let's go. So that's been the biggest thing is normally her fits are crazy. She wants to wear tiaras.
Yeah, that is hilarious, man. I think it's really funny for me because you deal with so many adults, and it's like the creative side, right? And it's like, how do you? I don't even think you could teach them this, but how do you keep them looking at their outfits and saying, "I'm cool with this," like not getting embarrassed, but more like embracing what they're doing. Like, how do you encourage your daughter to embrace who she is, bro?
I just hype her up, man.
You be hyping up? You be jumping on with the camera? Like, go hard?
Yeah, that's the best thing I could do. Exactly. I'd be like, okay, fashion. I'm like, let me see her pose. And then she starts to pose, and I'm like, yes. Yeah, I just hype her up. That's the only thing I could do. It's kind of instill that confidence
you become the biggest
in her, in the crib. You know what I'm saying? So by the time she steps out, she's like, yo, I know I'm fly. Like, my dad already told me I'm fly. We did a dance. Like, you can't tell me anything.
Yo, I think that's dope, man. I think that's dope because I think like you being, you know, head of creative, like I'm sure you deal with a lot of people where when you tell them, yo, let's go try something, they get embarrassed. Where it's like, yo, I don't want to try this because if I mess up, people going to look at me funny. And it's like, nah, you got to get creative, man.
For sure. Luckily, I will say, though, at Cinematic, we work with a lot of young artists. And I find that a lot of the younger artists are just more daring in that way. They're like, yeah, let's do it. You know, a lot of times they'll come to me with ideas and I'm like, are you sure? Are you sure? Sometimes, man, yeah, I find that a lot of the young artists, they're just, don't get me wrong, a lot of
wild.
Them are.
Some of them are wild.
They're wild, yeah. They're with the shits. They're like, yo, let's do this. I want to do this. And I might send them something like, yo, how do you feel about, you know, pushing the boundaries of fashion? Are you into wearing this? They're like, yes, let's do it. Like, and I'm like, even this? And they're like, yep. I'm like, okay, so that's definitely refreshing. I'm sure that some of the older artists that might be a little more set in their ways or that have already experienced success are kind of married to their formula and sometimes even to their own, not demise, but it's like, yes, it's worked like this for so long, but it's not going to work like this anymore. We need to pivot and adjust accordingly. But the young artists, that's not the case for them, man. They're really just like with the shits.
Yeah, who do you think validates them? Because I think like what you're telling me is like right now with your daughter, she doesn't need validation. Like she could just go all out. Like you do hype her up and all that and like kind of reaffirm that she's fly and everything. But she don't really like it's almost like she's a mini validated person, right? Like she could think for herself. How do you think these other artists got that? Like do you think that that's parenting or do you think that's just like their surroundings, like the streets?
I don't know. I feel like it makes more sense that like you're kind of already born confident and born that way. And then it's as you go through life that you're kind of met with these opposing forces that can, you know, rattle you or shake you. So I think as long as like your original like intended disposition of being confident is nurtured, it it'll likely stay. But it's as you get older, I feel like that you lose that. These young kids, I really don't know. Like, it's so different, and in a lot of ways, like they look to me maybe as like the big homie or to teach them. But I learned just as much from them because I'm not connected to the youth in that way. You know what I'm saying? I'm connected now as an observer. I'm not connected before as a participant as I once was, where I could speak to things from real life experience from a first person view. Now I have to like look in and observe and watch. But I don't know.
Yeah,
I honestly
different.
Don't know where they get this fucking this zeal from, this certain like fearlessness that they have.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think you hit it perfectly. I think you hit it perfectly, which is fearlessness. Because I think I mentor a young group of kids here in Staten Island. They run a studio called Dead Life Records, I think it is. And these kids are young, you know, like 24, 25. Bro, they're fearless. Like when I talk to them, it's like almost like, yo, like I could tell that somebody was there though. Like somebody was there to encourage that fearlessness. You know what I mean? I don't know who it was. I don't know if it's a dad or a mom. But a lot of these young kids do come up fearlessness with no fear. Maybe it's Instagram, bro. Maybe it's social media. Maybe they got so much to like push there that they don't really care about nothing else.
Yeah, I think that my generation was probably like maybe the last one where the parents, like my dad was always like, "You should be a court officer. You get pension. You should go work sanitation. You should do X, Y, Z. Like, you should go get this, like, this whole sense of, like, security and having a secure job." And I feel like this new wave, these new younger kids, for whatever reason, they're not really, like, tripping off that. I think it could be they've maybe come to realize, like, yo, nothing is secure. Like, that whole notion of, like, security is almost like an illusion.
Yeah.
So I might as well just go do whatever I want to do. There's almost, like, just no fear of consequence, which a lot of times, obviously, is not always a good thing. But it can be a good thing when you don't have that fear of consequence. You're like, yo, I'm gonna go get it. I don't want to go be a court officer. I don't want to go be a firefighter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some of these things that our parents have encouraged us to do in the past, these new kids are like, nah, I want to be a rapper. I want to be a graphic designer. I want to start my own business. I want to sell clothes. And it's commendable. It's refreshing.
Yeah, it's a bigger risk, and they embrace it. They embrace that risk.
Yep.
So now in
business, I want to be a YouTuber.
Yo, and oh, that, yeah. I was about to just touch upon that, bro. Like YouTube. I know you told me that your daughter doesn't use the iPad as much. It's mainly for Sundays, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you guys are creative. You guys are creative as hell. So how are you guys approaching your daughter starting to do things like that, like TikTok, YouTube, you know, social media? Like, how are you going to start approaching that? I'm pretty sure she's probably at that age where you're managing it a lot. But how do you think you're going to do that in the future?
I mean, I don't know, man. It's really, it's dangerous, that whole social media world, right? Once you're not there, like, we'll go on YouTube, like, yes, mama.
What I was trying to say was, could you tell me where we're going?
I cannot tell you where we're going yet because I'm still on the phone.
That's hilarious. We were talking about that earlier. She's going to press you.
She's pressing me. As soon as I'm done, I will tell you where we're going. Okay? Not right now. You need to let me finish on this phone call, and then we can talk about all that stuff. Yes, I will get you a snack. This is, see, he's negotiating with me. He's like, all right, fine. I'm going to let you rock, but can I get a snack? And I'm like, yeah.
Yo, just so you know, bro, I don't edit these out, bro. this is dad life, bro. This is dad life right here. This is reality right here. I don't do the sugarcoating stuff, bro. So this right here, this is what I love.
Okay, well, Harp just made the podcast.
Harp is the MVP, bro.
So the social media stuff, to answer your question, like, we'll go on YouTube to like consume stuff, right? Like, she loves music videos, so we'll go and watch a bunch of new music videos, but that's like, you know, I'm there to moderate it. When it comes down to like doing Instagram and stuff, I really don't know. Me and Carly talk about that, like, when's the right age, when should she get a cell phone, when should she go on Instagram? Like, I don't have the answer, honestly. I just feel like we're not really pressed. Like, she's doing stuff in real life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. She's making like real life interactions and connections and art. So I'm not really in a rush, although I probably should. I might, for all I know, I might be fucking stifling her by not introducing her to, we're about to be in the digital social media. We're not about to be, we are in the digital age and age of social media. So I could be handicapping her for all I know, but I guess we'll see.
Yo, how crazy is that, bro? Like, how crazy is that we were raised during a time when we didn't have the internet and then we had dial-up? And now these kids got the power in their hands, bro. Like, these things are faster than any Windows 95 machine I ever had. You know what I mean?
Faster than your compact Presario?
Yeah, man. Everybody had that. Or Dell, bro. Everybody had a Dell or HP Packard. How crazy is that to see that they could get, like we had to get creative. Meaning that we were outside in the hood, we were playing kick the can. These kids could just jump online and challenge each other to a Fortnite arena match. You know what I mean? It's insane.
And be there for hours. Yeah.
And not worry about dial-up. Not worry about mom cutting off the phone because she got a call waiting.
Somebody calling and kicking you off. Yeah. I'm 32, so I feel like half my life was outside, half my life was inside to a degree. Like, I remember when the internet came out and I was young enough to participate and engage, but I was also old enough to have already known what outside was about. So it was just like a balance. Like, I would go outside and play, you know, two-hand touch and then come inside and go on AIM. AOL Instant Messenger. But Harp's age, and even the generation before, even the, you know, the 19-year-olds, the 20-year-olds, they've grown up in the internet. Like, that's their playground, and they know how to navigate it. They almost have like an innate sensibility, an innate sense of the algorithm, without even knowing, like, okay, no, I need to post at this time, and this is the kind of content that gets the most engagement, like, without even really doing it, you know, consciously.
Yeah, without putting too much thought into it. It's just, like, naturally flows.
Yeah, it's just something they kind of already understand. Even Harp, like, if I give her the phone, like, she knows how to open my camera and take selfies and zoom in and zoom out. That's something I never taught her how to do that. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I guess, from holding the device and figuring out what works. Yep. She does it. So I think, like, she'll without a doubt be exposed to the internet and social media, but she will not without a doubt be exposed to the outside and the tactile stuff. So that's what me and her mom are focusing on.
Yeah. She's back. She said, "You can't run, bro. You can't run."
Killing me.
Yo, the same way they could find things on YouTube without typing things in, bro, they could find us. they know exactly where we're at all times. All right, so cool. Last question, man, because I know you and Harp are gonna go have some fun times together. You know, you're gonna make your presence felt. You know, in business, you could basically measure the effectiveness of being creative. You know, you could get your return on investment. You could actually, like, quantify what's going to happen. How do you quantify your daughter's creativity? Like, what's the return on investment for you when it comes to creativity in your daughter? What makes you know that yo, like, we don't have to worry too much, man. Like, she's going to get creative.
I was going to say, I think... Well, see, I look at it as like us nurturing her creativity is nurturing her confidence. Mm-hmm. And I think that so much, and that fearlessness that we were speaking about earlier,
that's really
like more, even more so than creativity. That's what I try to instill in her as much as possible. Like, yo, be scared of nothing, be scared of nobody.
Yeah.
Be fearless, because so much things are not achieved because of fear. Either your apprehension, or you don't want to go full throttle. You don't even want to try at all because of fear. So I just look at, like, nurturing her creativity and her willingness to explore and try new things is simultaneously nurturing that fearlessness that I think is ultimately what's going to bring her to success.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it.
I don't know if that answered the question.
No. I think that is, because you're giving me your return on investment of your time getting her to be creative is the sum of her fearlessness. Like, you could see it every day. Like, that's something that you don't have to measure it. It's not something that you measure it, right? But you see it every day when she does things. Like, right now, you're talking on the phone. She's fearless. She's going to press you and tell you, yo, Dad, where are we going today? You promised something, bro. You promised me something. I want to know what it is. I think you're getting your bang for your buck. You know what I mean?
Nah, for sure. Facts. It's that confidence that I want to, like, really just put in her and just be like, yo, like, nobody can fuck with you. Like, and I want her to know that from now. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, you're ill. When you mess up, I'm going to let you know that you messed up. And when you're doing something wrong, I'm going to let you know that you're doing something wrong. Every day, I'm sure there's been some exceptions on account of travel. But every day, I tell her that she's smart, pretty, and strong. I say, hey, my smart baby, my smart girl, my pretty girl, my strong baby, every day since she's been born. Mm-hmm. So now I have this you know, this super confident, fearless girl who's ready to question everything and challenge everything, and that's what I want. You know what I'm saying? Then, like I said, there will come a time when it doesn't serve me. She might ask me about some shit I don't want to talk about or that I'm not prepared to dive into, but the, you know, the risk reward is worth it.
Yeah, I think you invested your time. You know, you invested your time being there with your presence, but you also invested your time with the affirmations. And now you're getting your return on investment, which is a fearless, strong, independent little girl. Because these little kids are fucking independent as hell, bro. Like, like I can't even feed my 3-year-old, bro. I haven't been able to feed him since he was one. This dude, like, we...
You're like, I got this, man.
What?
I'm good.
Even in daycare was like, man, you know, the daycare lady was like, oh, we're going to teach him how to eat. I was like, don't worry about it. Just give him his food and step away. And she called me the next day. She's like, yo, I gave him his food. I try to feed him. He's screaming like crazy. I was like, yeah, just step away. The dude is independent. Just let him be. You know what I mean? Nah, but yo, man, Busy, man, you killed this, bro. How can people reach out to you? I know we didn't cover business. This is not what the podcast is about. I just like to talk about fatherhood. But the things that you do in business is incredible, bro. The way that you're getting creative, the way that your team is moving is incredible. So how can people reach you if they want to know more
about
the business side?
Thank you. I appreciate that. All the rappers, y'all can hit Hovain.
You sending them over to Hovain. Like, yo, you take that.
Oh, yeah, all the rappers that need their careers on the next level, you got to holler at Hovain. Any creatives, and by creatives, I mean like art, graphic designers, you know, photographers, stylists. I'm just joking. You know, rappers can hit me up too. Artists, people who have questions. I try to answer all my DMs for the most part. I can be reached at Busy Rivera, Busy spelled B-U-S-Y, last name Rivera. That's my IG. So just DM me, tag me in some fly shit. Maybe we'll work together. Video directors also. Yeah. And, you know, I'm here. I'm all about trying to do some dope shit.
Nah, I love it. I love it, man. I love it. I love how you double down too and say, "Yo, you know what? Like, y'all could go to Hovain, but if y'all want me to, I'm here. I know my shit too. I know my shit too." and you know your stuff because of Brooklyn Stick Up, right? Was that
that's a fact?
Yeah, yeah. I know somebody from Brooklyn Stick Up. Dance. His son actually went to school with my son when they were like in, I think, kindergarten or something like that. So it's kind of incredible to know that you're all tied
in. My God, that's how I got my start. That's where I got my chops up. And I took a lot of what I learned with them and from that time and implemented it today. And it's a big part of why I'm the best.
You're killing it. And that's why you're always busy. No pun intended.
That's a fact.
So thank you once again, man. You know, you killed it. Thank you for taking the time to drop some gems. I know you just came back from Cali. I truly appreciate your time, bro. I don't know how to thank you enough.
Thanks for having me, G.
All right, to the community, you know what it is. Our duties as dads never end. Busy just taught us how we can encourage our kids to embrace being creative without stressing ourselves. Go have fun with your kids, let them flex their creative muscles, and always remember, we matter. Fatherhood is lit. Thank you, Busy, once again.